for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
That's right. This is Loveline. It is the phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla out tonight working on his big
Adam
TV show.
Adam Carolla, that's some big shoes to fill, Dr. Drew.
And tonight filling those shoes, none other than Rob Schneider.
Well, it's a pleasure. Well, I'm
excited, Rob Schneider.
It's some big shoes, but I'm going to do my best. You know, I actually saw Adam Carolla at the celebrity softball tournament, celebrity softball game at Dodger Stadium.
Yes,
It was a bit of a stretch, celebrity softball, because like four of the guys were from the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yes.
So I don't know how much what's celebrity. I mean, they're stretching the word there, celebrity.
Oh, I know.
But it was good, though. You know, Adam can hit.
I know. A lot of guys hit.
Yeah, they did.
Jim Lovitz hit.
I know. That's embarrassing. No, Lovitz actually can really hit.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
He never played before. When they were playing hardball, he wouldn't even play.
You don't even expect him to hit, but he can hit. He hit a lot, and he hit far.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
He can hit, but he can't close with the chicks. You heard
Open honest. Well, tell me about that.
Yeah, well,
does he complain about that?
Well, a little bit. You know, he's the funny guy, but I don't know if he's the closer. Women love funny guys, but they need a little bit more than just funny. Now, Lovitz is funny. If you're out there listening in one of his many Mercedes, you know, it's tough to close for him.
Is there some story here?
No, I just think, you know, I sense that. I see it in his eyes.
He must complain about it all the time.
He's got attention deficit disorder.
He has that, too.
But
really?
He can hit. That's why he hit a couple
balls.
He hit a
softball.
Out.
He did.
He hit a home run. I think he hit two.
Did he get the, like, player of the game?
He got MVP. I think they gave three MVP awards away, but it's all good. He deserved it, and he's very funny. We did the movie together, Benchwarmers. He's really good in it.
Good guy, smart guy.
And I got to tell you, I'm very excited to be part. It's a tough to fill in. You know,
it
doctor,
is not.
It's an honor to be.
Rob, you seem more yourself without Adam here.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm intimidated by it. I'm a little intimidated because
you never know where he's going
to be a blowhard.
You never know where
actual information.
You never know where he's going.
He's
right?
Really funny, and he has a great free form sense about him. And I listen to the show all the time, and I'm a huge fan of the show. I come on to the show, unlike some of the other people come on. I come on when I'm not plugging anything.
Right.
I'll just come
you
on.
You have me plugging.
Oh, big whoop.
European Gigolo tonight.
I'm plugging. Now I'm really, really plugging.
Oh, yeah.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, August 12th. However, I'm a pleasure to be here. And I did a show. I thought this show was pretty explicit and everything, but I did do Playboy.com.
Yeah.
Eddie
Griffin, who was in here last night, came in just after that, and they had to tell him to tone down the language, tone down the conversation.
Tell you, it was a little too open. I mean, I like some of the FCC rules after that. Mm-hmm. You're on with porn stars, mm-hmm. and they were talking about stuff that it was just, to me, you know, I don't consider myself prudish or whatever, but some of the stuff they were saying, some of the terms, I had no idea, and I was aghast by them.
But not only that, well, you have to violate his delicate sensibilities, Michelle, imagine.
But some of the things, like they were talking about with these new porn stars.
You know what, at a certain point, it's like, who cares?
It's so crazy. It's so out there. I mean, when I was in Amsterdam shooting Deuce Bigelow 2, which is, you know, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, August 12th, when I was shooting it, we were doing some promotion of stuff. We went into one of the pornography stores there.
Yeah.
And I had not really been in there. And I imagine, you know, you're going to see pornography. You're going to see, you know, girls and guys. You're going to see girls and girls. You're going to see maybe guys and guys.
You're talking about actual live shows?
I'm sorry. It's a pornography.
The cover of the videos.
Right.
And
it's DVDs and whatever, and it's videos, mostly DVDs and everything. And you're going to think, okay, I'm expecting to see some hardcore sex or some crazy stuff, maybe some stuff in
animals.
Different orifices.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there was some animal stuff. The animal stuff was shocking and disgusting, gross.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all German, by the way. But the most disgusting.
We play Germany or Florida on this show.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, let me tell you this. There was a DVD of transsexuals who love horses.
So you got two bizarre and out there topics.
Transequus.
You got females.
Yes.
With the equine.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And you know what? I think it's a perfect Broadway musical. But anyway, it was out there, and it was just one of those things. And you show a picture of a guy who's a half guy, half girl, transsexual thing, whatever, with breasts, and he's got his arm around a horse. And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I mean, I'm never going to get that far. Maybe, you know, you continue to get a little bit kinkier, stretch it out a little bit, talk a little dirtier in bed. You know, imagine your girlfriend, having sex with another guy. I mean, okay, whatever. Maybe that's just me. But anyway, and then it's about, you know, I don't know how many lifetimes. I mean, if I have 300, 400 years, if I live to be as old as Solomon, 800 years, maybe at that time I go, you know what?
The horse.
I'm thinking horses and girls
but
with penises.
But you'd like to see your woman with another man?
Well, no, no,
you
no.
Slip
no.
that out there.
There's imagination out there.
You
no, some of my old girlfriends.
Kind of turns around.
Well, you know what? It's very, you know, I'm a little jealous. I get a little jealous.
But that would freak you out then.
It would freak you out. But yeah. Also, it's kind of like, God damn it, how dare her? You know, you break up with your girlfriend, she's going off to another. God damn it, I can't believe it. And so, yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Oh, Rob, that's so sick.
Oh, get out of here. That's not as sick as the horses.
Catherine the Great, they say, died that way.
Catherine the Great. You know what? I've actually been to Catherine the Great's house, and the
I
whole
bet.
Time I was in there, I was thinking,
where's
you know,
the,
that's
the
whole
where's
point.
The
she did so much for her country.
Yeah.
She did so much. She expanded the empire.
Yeah.
She really did. She actually cared about the people, the proles, the proletariat, the average citizens.
The peasants.
Yeah, she really did.
It's
I mean,
my heritage, my family.
She did a good job. And also, she cared about art. She made a fantastic. I've been to her palace.
So what if
it's
a little horsey fled?
And what if the only thing I could think
so
of the whole time in her palace, you know, amethyst. No, the room. With the amber room.
Yes.
That was what the Nazis
That's
plundered.
Her.
And they're
yeah.
replacing slowly the, not Nazis, but German people and actually companies. But anyway, so the whole time I'm in this beautiful castle, all I'm thinking about is she banged a horse.
Died banging a horse.
And supposedly died banging a horse. Is that, I mean, it's, I don't know if you can ever really, I mean, they didn't have video back then, but that's, you know what, she's out there. I mean, she's really committed. Plus, back then, you know, your lifespans weren't that long, but it just, I don't know, you just, well, I don't know, you wake up in the morning, you know, I got to bang a horse or something.
I want to remind you, this entire conversation this grew out of Lovitz.
Yes.
This whole thing.
Banging a horse.
We come from Lovitz to, but, okay. All right,
but,
anyway.
But we've opened the floodgates now.
I'm just saying. Rob, I like you much better when Adam's not here. It's
okay,
much more
good.
Fun. This
well,
is really good.
Well, okay, we're going to have
Will
a good
you only
time.
Come on when Adam's not here?
I'd love to.
Okay. In fact, he's going to be gone all next week. I want you back in here.
I'll be here.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. Wide release. I see it. It's being promoted everywhere.
Yeah,
we got to
meet
Eddie Griffin last night, who we'd seen once on our TV show.
Yeah, he's terrific,
years
isn't he?
Very smart, very, very funny
very
guy.
Very funny and a good guy.
And, yeah, good guy. He and Adam talked about military aircraft for the entire 2 hours.
Really?
The entire 2 hours. It was not Loveline. It was military might show. You know, the kings, you know, wings of fire or something. All right, let's
who do we got?
Here we go. All right, let's see. You like the stuff
this.
Of, yeah. We're going to do some calls.
Let's go.
The phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yes, I am excited.
I remember my show on Discovery Health Channel tonight at midnight. I had to speak with Joycelyn Elder, of all things.
Oh, really?
A very interesting woman.
Well, I want to hear about that.
Okay, but this is going back to your topic of liking to see your partners with other people. I'm just saying. This is Alan from
that
Ohio.
Turns me on.
Alan, 27. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, good. What's going on?
You're on with Rob Schneider.
Yeah, hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, good to talk to you.
I actually made up my question for the phone screener because last time I called, I couldn't get through. I guess my question wasn't interesting enough.
Real quick, go.
Liar, whore, you know it.
What do you got?
Go.
The real question is that I called the police on a friend of mine's wife. On a friend's husband that
Husband.
Had been beating her up. And as it turned out, she got arrested instead because apparently they were beating each other up.
Right.
Well, no. That's not. That wouldn't be the case. They would have to take both away. Don't ask me how I know that. No, they would have to take both away. That's California, state law.
He's in Ohio.
Oh, you're in Ohio.
They're a little more backward there. A little less equitable.
In Ohio, there's some sort of law that somebody has to get taken away, and for whatever reason, the female cop, oddly enough, believed the husband's story over my friend's story.
Well, there might have been some scratches and stuff, and if there's a mark or something. Then they're going to believe that. So she might have gotten in a whack or two.
Okay, well, she was the one that had the choke marks around her neck.
Well, then they would have taken her.
Alan, look, here's the deal.
Okay.
Abusers become abusees and vice versa. So usually if somebody is the victim of abuse, they too abuse at one time or another in various situations. And so it's a role that goes back and forth. The real question is here, why do you have to rescue people that are involved in a very chaotic relationship?
Do you have the hots for this woman? Come on, tell us the truth.
No, I am telling you the truth. No, I do not.
Okay,
so
what's your question?
She has kids, she smokes. I'm not into that.
Why are you so involved in this? This is something. There's nothing you can do here other than increase the splitting, increase the chaos, increase the problems. They need to get professional help. The legal system is kicking in. That's what they need.
Right.
So what are you? What's your question? What are you saying? So what are you? You're just saying it's.
Am I right to feel like crap that she might, you know, lose her job, lose her freedom? I mean, because.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, it's only a temporary thing. Let's just cut you off there. Now, you know, for one thing, basically what the police are doing, it's. I don't think it's a bad thing that they took her away.
It's just to separate the two of them.
Yeah, it's a cooling down period is what they're trying to do. So it's not a thing where they're going to just lock her up and believe one or the other. It's basically, I bet you they got there and they're both yelling. And they said, we're taking one of them. And the person who was yelling them loudest.
Right. He could probably contain himself and she was freaking out and started swinging.
bottom line is, if she goes back with this guy, then she's an idiot. I mean, I look at it this way. If you find yourself, and Dr. Drew, let me talk, please, as a non-doctor.
As a non-doctor.
As a comedian now, just as an actor and giving out advice to people, which I think is actually...
Not from any personal experience.
This is just...
Not drawing, but maybe those are friends. You have a friend.
Yeah, I got a friend of a friend of a friend. But if you find yourself doing something that is outside your normal behavior...
Yes.
Then it's time to get outside. It's time to get out of that relationship.
Take a break. Yeah.
You got to get out of there because this isn't you. It's not comfortable. You got to get out of
you
that.
You know, that is. We actually never say stuff like that. That's actually a great piece of advice, which is if you feel yourself being evoked into something that truly is out of bounds, whatever that might be.
Yeah, it's out of your normal behavior.
You're being sucked into a vortex that you shouldn't be in.
Because then it's going to continue going down that road. And it's like, it's your sign. I mean, it's a certain self-respect sign and a boundary for yourself. And you go, you know what, I'm not going to go down with this person. I'm going to get out of here. But a lot of people, self-esteem issues or whatever, codependency. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. God knows Dr. Drew's going to fill us up with that tonight.
That's it. Why should I? You're doing just fine.
But so it's just don't stay in there. If you find yourself going outside of that behavior, don't do it.
All right, Lauren 20.
Thanks for the fake question.
Well, that was the real one, though.
I wanted to hear the one about the guy or a girlfriend.
We'll get one of those, don't worry.
With having sex and being turned on by
Patricia,
that.
Patricia, work on that. We got those out there. Lauren.
Yeah, okay. To make a long story short,
please.
I've been on my period for a year, and I've been
Stop. You've only been having periods since you were 19?
No, I've been on my period for a year,
You've been bleeding consistently for a year, okay, yes.
Yes. Okay, right. And I've been on the Depo-Provera shot, and I know that some of the side effects from that can be a long-term period. I've been to my doctor, I go to this clinic, and they try to put me on ibuprofen to stop it.
No.
That didn't work.
Wow, so now, that's not good. Even I know that.
Keep going.
So now I just got my other shot, and I talked to them more about it, and now they're going to put me on the pill to give me extra estrogen.
Yeah, that's what you usually need. That's what you usually need is more estrogen. Now, make sure you take iron because you're losing iron with all that blood.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure you take iron and realize that it's absolutely routine for you to have a period for 3 months after you start on the pill, commonly up to six months.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And then you stop having your period entirely in the vast majority of cases. Rob, you'll stop menstruating. So if you want to get rid of your period, get on that shot.
Let me write some of that down there. If I start taking, I will. Okay.
There you go.
6 months. That seems extreme.
Yeah, but it's the way this works. It's excess progesterone, and that causes the unstable endometrium. And the way to stabilize the lining the uterus is with estrogens. Now, that's a lot of medicine, a lot of hormones.
It is a lot.
And it can affect your sex drive, can affect your mood, can affect your weight.
Is there a reason why that that they put you on this originally? Is it just for birth control, or is there some other reason why they put you on this?
It was just for birth control.
Yeah, see, that's a lot. I mean, I'm sorry. Now, maybe I'm just an overly sensitive guy, and this is I swear to God, not to make myself look good, though it does make me look good. I don't want to have the women that I'm having relations with to be this overload of estrogen.
Well,
there are some women who need to be on the pill.
Here's an interesting topic. We're going to talk sort of medically and then philosophically, okay?
All right. Let me talk medically.
Medically, the long-acting contraceptive.
Such a show-off, Mr. Doctor. Good Lord.
It's a doctor, man.
You're always hanging that over my head.
I always wanted you to say that to me, but anyway. the progesterone pill.
You've been a doctor and went to school for 12 years, but I've been in comedy clubs for 20 years, pal, so
I'm just saying.
Put that there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
12... I what was I saying?
No, 12. The
Depo-Provera shot.
Your Depo-Provera shot.
It's a
massive amount.
It's a big dose of progesterone.
Yeah.
It, though, is responsible for the drop in teenage... Statistics suggest that it is responsible for the drop in teenage pregnancy in this country. There's been great inroads in terms of reducing teen pregnancy. The research suggests that the primary reason that has occurred is because of this shot.
Really?
Yeah. And so pregnancy, you have to remember, is a potentially life-threatening condition.
That's true.
People die in pregnancy all the time.
And it's a life-ruining for a lot of young kids,
For the kids and the kids that they have.
Right.
So, you know, is it worth being sort of not unstable, but maybe not peak health? You know, there's no evidence that progesterone does anything bad to you. However, it does shut down your sex drive. There's a guy named Lionel Tiger, a biological anthropologist, who I brought into my show on Discovery Health Channel because I thought the guy was fascinating. He did a thing with
I smell a plug.
Chimpanzee pug. It just passed. The smell, it's the smell will dissipate because it's just come and gone. He took a chimpanzee pod with the alpha male who had his whole thing, a harem of women. Mm-hmm. He put all the women on Depo Provera.
Yes.
And they all didn't want to have sex with him.
Wow.
And the alpha male.
Did he want to kill himself?
He started freaking out and getting violent and masturbating on the females.
Well, what I do.
I'm just saying. So that's why you don't like your women. You're an alpha male, and you don't like your women.
Well, you know what? But it is something else for those, I think it's fine. I mean, whatever can limit,
pregnancy.
Teen pregnancies. Yeah. I would think self-esteem would be another thing. But, that's very Republican.
No, I'm with you.
But at the same time, it's like, you know what? It's a lot. And for women to be on it for years and years and years, it's, because hormones control everything, as you will attest.
Yeah, it's a concern.
Let me speak medically. Because, we have cervical, whether it's, tumors growing, whatever, and just the hormones control everything in the body. Mm-hmm. More and more, medicine's one of my hobbies, and that's why I prescribe medicine to people illegally. But it's like hormones do everything.
Your hormones are interact with everything.
Interact with everything. Yeah, and with cell division and everything. Mm-hmm. So everything can grow. And that's why, whether it's steroid stuff that just make, crazy tumors and growing. It's like, you are rolling the dice. And I think the longer you're on it, and as Dr. Drew will, I'm sure, back me up, the higher the dose of your birth control pill or whatever your amount of estrogen, the more chances for, something wacky to happen.
And I think your point is well taken, that self-esteem is probably the most effective intervention, because if you are sexually active and you're screwing around, you're female, you're likely to have low self-esteem.
Yeah, yes.
And if you're on the pill, less likely to get an STD, less likely to have complications from STD, less likely to have pregnancy.
So if you're
on the pill.
If you're on the pill, you're less likely to have STDs?
Yes, and pelvic inflammatory disease, and if you get pelvic inflammatory disease...
Well, how does that make you less likely to get STDs?
It's mostly the ascending disease, like pelvic inflammatory
disease. Okay, all right. But the thing is, if you're on the pill and you're not wearing the protection from guys, then you're potentially in trouble there, too.
That's correct. All right.
So I think make the guys wear the condom for the most part, for crying out loud. Guys have it good. They're lucky to be sleeping with you in the first place.
Oh.
Okay? Believe me, if in high school, I would have worn 4 condoms if a woman wanted me to. Whatever. She can drag me behind the pickup truck. I don't care. Let me have sex. I'll wear whatever you want.
I know.
I will pull out. I'll do whatever.
We spent a lot of time worrying, how to make him happy.
Where were these low self-esteem women when I was going to school? I didn't have that. I want that.
Darren.
I want to go back to high school.
Darren, 25.
I never had a girlfriend, so I'm going to go on the pill because I just have to have you
call
me free. Huh?
Darren,
what do you got?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Adam Carolla is not here. I'm filling in. What do you got?
Rob Schneider's on the loose.
I feel free.
You seem free.
What do you got? Come on, man. Airtime's expensive. What do you got?
Oh, you're talking to me right now, right?
Yeah. Yes. What do you got? What can we do for you?
All right.
What's up?
Yo, I want to ask your opinion, basically. I'm a gay dude. You know what I'm saying? Black. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. You don't sound gay. Yeah.
Gay?
You're not stereotypical gay. I'll
say
that.
I know, right? Okay, so listen, this is the point I'm trying to get to. I live in New York now. I do professional modeling work. Very discreet.
Okay, now you're sounding more gay. Okay, you went from not sounding gay at all to now sounding a little more gay. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just doing A. But listen, so my first experience was a mutual first time with another straight guy. Since then, I've only exclusively been attracted to straight guys.
What do you mean your first experience was with a straight guy?
Well, no, he just said you just had your first experience with a straight guy? It's usually with gay guys. You've been with other gay guys, right?
Okay, let me break down. 3 years ago, first time, had a mutual first experience, like the other person.
Mutual first experience. Okay, now since then, you've had other experiences with gay men.
But I can't say that. You could probably say that, looking at it from the outside or whatever, but... I realize that I've become somebody who just likes to turn out, basically, what they would say, turn out straight.
Okay, so but you've had relations with other gay men who were not straight.
Other men who I basically had to one way or another talk into or whatever. I'm very nice with my lingo, and I realize.
Okay, so basically, you got guys who are not sure if they're gay or not, not ready to come out or whatever, and you are turned on by...
You bring them around.
Bring them around. You set them straight, or so to speak, right? Yeah. And that turns you on. That's a turn on because you have taken them there.
Wait a minute. Go ahead. The what is?
But once that whole thing is completed, I'm no longer interested at all.
I went to a
gay club or whatever... Or even if I was to go to a straight club and I met a good-looking straight guy, whatever, that I thought was straight, and he told me...
You made a good... Let's just back it up here.
The whole thing, you're missing the catch.
Okay.
If I was to go to a straight club and I saw a fly, muscular, straight guy in my eye, and he told me he had another experience before, I would be instantly unattracted.
And I was okay.
My whole thing is, I think it's comparable to like when a guy will look at a virgin girl or whatever, he wants to deflower her or whatever, and that's the whole big thing with him. Once he finds out she's had other partners, he's no longer, you know, into it.
There's not many guys like that out there, if any guys.
You know, first of all, let me throw something out there.
Go ahead.
You know, if you meet a guy at a gay club who says he's straight.
He's not straight.
I'm going to say he's gay.
Right.
I'm going to say that he's got a game, too, where he's going to pretend with you
right.
that he's straight because he wants to get with you.
Yes.
And so I think you guys are playing a game. I think you're role-playing.
I agree.
I think you're in a little bit of a self-denial loop by thinking you're at a gay club and you're going to meet straight guys and turn them.
But again, it's interesting to...
I feel dirty, by the way, just hearing this. I need to take a shower after this
call. But it's interesting to speculate what it is about that process that's so attractive to him.
But what is it? It's a kind of a conquest, like a guy, you know, being with a girl and then being uninterested, I guess. It just seems to be like a, you know...
He says his sense of it is that it's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Although guys are really not that into virgins. They're into hot chicks.
Yeah, but it's more or less the conquest, whether it's a virgin or not. It's just, you know, I'm going to get the girl and I'm going to move on.
I'm going to have my way with this person. And by the way... You know, the things
it's
like...
It's a power thing almost,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, empathy, perspective taking, being able to appreciate other people. That's sort of a high-order human evolutionary
Clearly this
function.
Guy is not there yet.
Yeah, I'd sort of look... Maybe you need a relationship. It sounds like you've never had a gay relationship.
I think so, too. But I will also say this. There is some, like... there is a little bit of self-loathing I'm sensing from this. Because, you know, in our society, we have... it's not completely... Especially now, there's been, like, such a backlash against gay rights. I mean, if anything, if you could take out the word gay and put in nigger, it would make... It would totally see where it was 40, 50, 60 years ago.
Right.
So there is, like, there is a backlash against gays. And also, I think, like, there would be some self-loathing. So I think, ultimately, he's got to deal with some issues of accepting his homosexuality.
So doing this reenactment is just a way of proving to himself that he's a bad guy that turns
people onto
the dark side.
And also, it's safer for him to not commit and be gay and be in this relationship.
Actually be in a relationship.
Because
he's
with a straight guy. So I think, you know what, take a risk. And if you're obviously attracted to other guys, have a relationship and stick it out for a while and become a better person.
Rob Schneider, everybody.
I'm going to take a break and take a shower.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. Movie opens Friday, August 12th.
That was pretty good insight. Come on.
It was excellent. Excellent. I you agree? Michelle's our resident, how we describe
it? I'm
you?
The resident gay girl.
Resident gay girl. And
tell me about that.
It's like a conquest.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what I'm saying. Rob.
I mean, once a gay person, you know...
I'm just saying, Rob
a
seems
a straight person. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you know they're not that. I don't know that big a deal for guys. But be that as it may, Rob seems to understand.
Oh, totally. He gets
is your gaydar going off at all?
He's probably lived in, like, New York or San Francisco.
I grew up in San Francisco.
Excellent. Well, there you go.
I went to San Francisco State University, and, like, the... you know, all the teachers, all the people I look up to were gays. So it's like, you know what, these people are great, you know, and I just didn't see any difference. These people I really looked up to just happened to be gay.
Right, absolutely. Tonight's show, Jay Leno, tomorrow night, or if you're listening to this on Thursday, it will be tonight. 51st State, Hot Chick, with my kids watch more than any other movie on earth. We have one of those things in the car. I've heard your film 600 times.
There's an innocence to the movies. I mean, I gotta say, it's like there was a nice thing in the New York Times, because I usually get slammed and everything. There was just a nice piece in the New York Times where they said if Rob Schneider lived in this obscure place, an island in Fiji, he'd be a Polynesian god, because there's an innocence to the comedy. If you can open yourself up to the childlike nature of it. I mean, that's basically. I definitely have some retarded adolescence in myself, but I key into that, and I still laugh as hard as I do when I was, like, you know, 8 years old. And I think it just. I really think I try not to have any menace to the stuff. So it's okay for kids, even if it's, you know, there's some sexuality involved.
But
there's
it's
no
usually
malice.
Fairly innocent stuff.
Yeah, and that's fun. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, some people just hate it. You know, some adults. Well, some critics or whatever, they just, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I'm glad that it's had a life of its own.
If Corolla were here, he would tell him to kiss your ass.
Adam Carolla. But I'm really impressed with Adam, though, because he can go off in 10 minutes on someone's shirt in Vegas.
I know.
He made me pee my pants talking about it. I had to pull over, actually. He actually had, like, you know, we're talking about guys who don't wear, who wear sleeveless shirts in Vegas.
Going on Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, exactly. And the shorts and whatever, shirt. And the sandals. Yeah. Lord.
All right. American Gigolo. I mean, excuse me. Deuce Bigelow, male Gigolo.
Same thing.
European Gigolo.
European Gigolo.
With Rob Snyder. We'll be back after this. That's right. Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Julian
Carolla.
Absent tonight and sitting in is the great Rob Schneider.
I'm doing my best. I'm not filling in.
Bigelow, America, European Gigolo.
European Gigolo.
I can't get American Gigolo out of
That's
my
all right.
Head.
European Gigolo. That's just a little different.
12th.
We filmed the whole thing in Amsterdam. People said, you know, the only reason, Rob, you want to go to the studio, saying you only reason you want to shoot in Amsterdam is because of illegal prostitution, illegal marijuana.
Yep, that's about it.
But there's
that's
so
about there, it. That's what Eddie Griffin told us last night.
There's so much more to Amsterdam.
I'm sure
than
you
that.
Spent hours in the Van Gogh Museum.
There's so much more. There's
the Rijksmuseum.
There's mushrooms. There's cocaine. There's hashish. There's Special K. There's crack. No, but it was funny because Eddie Griffin, when he first got over there, I mean, he does pretty good with the ladies and everything. I seem to care over here. When he first over there, his rap just wasn't working. You know, I was at this club with him, and I see him talking to this Dutch girl, you know, he said, come on, we have a glass of champagne, hang, but I'm, and then, like, and then after a while, and I'm just, you know, and I'm tired, but I'm hanging because he wants to have a drink, I'm hanging, and I'm just going to say, let's see what happens. And all of a sudden, I hear him say, okay, you want to get out of here? And the girl's like, what? Where? Well, I thought we'd get out of here. Where do you want? Where are we going? I don't go back to my place. I'm not going to your place. Are you crazy? I don't know you. Who do you think you are? And he's like, all right, take it down. Take it easy, baby. Slow. So it's funny. And then he eventually started going out with some beautiful
funny.
Girl, but his rap just wasn't down. I saw him the next couple of days. Like, man, it's different over here. Having some problems. But then he ended up doing okay, I think.
All right. Mike.
What do we got, Mike?
19.
Hello? 19?
Yeah, 19. What's up, Mike?
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, well, about 3 years ago, I noticed that I wasn't waking up with erections. I really wasn't even having erections. I was sexually active, well, somewhat before that.
You're 19?
19, yeah.
So at 17 you were sexually active?
Actually, well, 16 I was sexually active.
All right.
Almost when I was 17, like it's about 2.5 years, I just noticed that my erections weren't full. And, you know, I used to wake up, you know, with erections every morning. And
did you still have desire, normal desire for sex?
Yeah, I had desire, not as much as I used to.
How about now?
Now I do. Yeah, I do.
You have desire. Do you masturbate?
If I can, you know.
Now, let me ask you, now, how long have you been on antidepressants?
Not at all. No.
No, come on. Seriously?
That would do this. Are you taking any supplements?
Nothing. The only thing I have taken is Viagra.
No, seriously?
Swear to God.
That's you.
Is there anything? Have you lost weight? You've been thirsty a lot of the time?
No, nothing. I'm very healthy, non-smoker.
Have you seen a
doctor? You're not overweight?
Yeah, not overweight. I saw a doctor when I turned 18. Well, I saw a doctor when I was 17. He told me he couldn't really help me or give me anything because I wasn't 18, and I kind of want to keep it confidential between, you know.
All right, you need to see an endocrinologist.
Let me tell you another.
Because the most common reason for this... Well, for most common would be diabetes, frankly. So that'd be the first thing you want to rule out. But there's something called a prolactinoma. You can get these prolactin-secreting tumors in the pituitary gland that can shut your testosterone down like crazy.
Wow.
And then there are tumors in the spinal area and whatnot. You have to get this evaluated medically.
An endocrinologist.
This is how you know men and women are different. If a woman sort of loses her sex drive, not interested in masturbating, you go, oh, honey, you need to just take care of yourself. And man like, get the ambulance. This is something's very hard.
Yeah, this is wrong. I can't.
And that's the case.
I usually can go through this wall with my erection right now. It is. Can I ask you? Do you eat a lot of? What's your diet like?
I eat a lot of protein. You know, I exercise a lot.
This is a profound biological problem. This is not a subtle issue. This is not. You need to exercise more. This is something that's seriously wrong. You need to get taken care of. The most common reason I see this exact condition is diabetes. Number two is prolactinoma. So you got to check that out. Let's play a little Germany or Florida. This is Heather 19.
Hello, Heather. How's it? Guten Abend.
Dr. Drew.
And by the way, hang on a second, Heather. And the third reason, as you suspect, would be medication.
Right,
you might
be
Brent trying to depress.
Well, that's what I thought for sure. The way you also sounded,
absolutely.
Too, sounds depressed. Well,
Heather, what's that?
Hi. Okay.
I was getting an erection an hour when I was 19.
Of course.
Okay, now, yes, Heather, how's Florida going? What can we do for you?
Okay, this is Germany or Florida.
Hold on, we need to hear. Daggeroni sent me an email last night. He's monitoring us to make sure that we play his intros to Germany or Florida. You understand how this works, Rob?
No.
We've discovered that everything macabre, if
yes.
it's bizarre and macabre,
it's Florida.
Or Germany.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yes, yes. You know what? You're right. The star, it's all, when an alien comes down and has four penises.
Yes, or when people slice their penis up and eat it for lunch.
Right,
it's
all Germany. It's in Florida.
Florida,
if you're a comedian and you get arrested for masturbating in a theater, it's Florida.
Florida.
Okay, that's not going to happen in California.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to go to Florida for that reason.
And so here's David Alan Greer's rendition of the theme song for Germany or Florida.
Okay.
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
Actually, he likes the operatic one a little better, so why don't you play that one?
Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
Man of passion. All right, Heather, here we go.
Now you got to live up to this. You got to live up to it.
Okay.
What transsexual horse fetish are you talking here?
Nothing like that. A woman suspected of killing 9 of her newborn children told investigators she gave birth in secret but cannot remember how they died because she was always drunk during labor.
Beautiful.
Said Tuesday. The 39-year-old unemployed dental assistant was arrested Sunday on suspicion of manslaughter after police found the 9 tiny bodies buried in flower pots and a fish tank nearby.
Oh!
She says she can't remember how they were killed because she drank heavily when the contractions began, a prosecutor said. Police uncovered the bodies after the woman's nephew found human bones behind her parents' house on Sunday.
You know, you're only hearing one side of the story. You know, you never hear the other side. It's always just the police.
Could have been the attack of the fetuses.
It could have been. You know, the fetuses could have been really angry. You don't know. Maybe they were kicking hard or something. You're only hearing one side. I want to hear.
Total bias.
So what happened? So what's the?
So we decide, did that happen in Germany or Florida?
That's got to be Florida.
I'm thinking Florida, too. Heather?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Germany.
Oh, you see?
No.
You see, that's how you play Germany or Florida. She got us.
Wow.
Sounded so Florida. I mean, drinking heavy, burying your babies in the backyard.
Yeah, I saw the swamps. I saw the masturbating in the movie theater.
Yes. Heather, wait.
I guarantee you she was in Florida before she went back to Germany.
I'm sorry?
She definitely went to Florida to go to before
finishing,
she decided
for
to do
finishing
this.
School. Just for finishing school. All right. Anyway,
wow, that's a good one.
Tori, 21.
I'm new to this game.
I'm calling from Oklahoma, and I've been dating my boyfriend now for a little over a month. We've known each other for 11 years.
Wow.
We became sexually active in the very beginning.
Hold on. Whoa.
Now, I've never known a girl that I was attracted to and waited 11 years before I started banging her. That doesn't make
not
sense.
Not only that, how can you actually call yourself dating at 10?
With him. He was best friend
all
with my sister growing up.
When did
and
you actually become
boyfriend?
When did you become boyfriend, girlfriend?
About a month ago.
Okay.
Did you say you've been dating 11 years?
No, they said they've known him for 11 years. And
I've
now
been
finally
him for 11 years.
And how old are you?
I'm 21. He's
21. Okay, so all right.
And so anyhow, we become sexually active in the beginning. And now I'm Mormon, and I'm having a lot of guilt about my religion. My religion plays a big role in my life. And
all right.
Decided I want to take away the sex now. One, because
you want to what? What's that?
Religion.
You want to do what with the sex?
You want to what?
I want to take the sex away.
You're offending Rob.
You want to take the sex away?
How dare you?
Aren't you enjoying it?
I enjoy it.
But why do you want to take the sex away?
I feel guilty.
God, guilty over what? God made you to enjoy this.
Right, but I believe in not premarital sex.
You've already crossed the line there.
I know.
You're in the sexual time zone. You switched time zones. You went from not. So basically, what are you going to take the sex away and still want to have a relationship with this guy?
Yes, that's what I'm wanting to do. And he doesn't want to respect that fact. And I'm also very scared of becoming a single mom. And I'm on birth control.
Then you're on birth control. I mean,
and I take it faithfully. It's just I have this fear that I'm going to get pregnant. And
well, you know what? They got these things now in the drugstores called condoms.
Mm-hmm.
You can be on the pill and make him use a condom, too, if you're that paranoid.
Okay, here's what I want to do.
He refuses to use a condom.
All right, first of all,
he refuses
stop. Rob, I want you to read this, and then we're going to give her a thing of condoms.
Here's what we're going to do. One lucky...
Hold on.
I have 50.
Well, you got 50. Good Lord, that's a weekend.
Here we go.
One lucky person tonight will win a Durex party. That's right, a Durex Party Pack. The Party Pack includes CDs, a poker set, money, and, of course, some Durex condoms. Each night this week, I will decide who has the best call of the night, and that person will win the Party Pack. Winner must be 18 years old or older to win. Brought to you by Durex. There's sex, and then there's Durex.
So what do you think? Tori gets them?
Tori, you should definitely get some. And, you know what, make him wear two, just so that when you take, so when he takes one, when he only wears one, he feels like, he feels like crazy. Feels crazy sexual. But listen, you know what, I don't know, there's a morality thing here, and I can't just say that, you know, your feelings aren't valid.
A,
I mean,
a lot of it influences from my family. My family butts in my relationship.
Do they know you're sexually active?
Why can't you just hide it from them like I do?
My family's the type of family, even though we're Mormon, that will talk about sex at Thanksgiving dinner.
Rob is married for years and managed to hide the fact that he's sexually active.
My mother still doesn't think I'm having sex.
Well, my mom knows. I'm very close with my mom.
And they want you to stop. Well, here,
Your mom's never going to say, you know what, go wild, have sex with abandon, please.
I think that we should.
Here's a party pack from Durex.
That she's an adult and she should make her own choices. However, it's not us to stomp on her values and her religious orientation.
You know, I mean, I think.
Particularly since it's a very she sounds like a healthy person.
Yeah. To him though.
Hold on, we'll tell you about that. No, well, it's not fair to him, but hold on. So you're very tight with your family, which is a wonderful thing, and your family has these values, and this is a way of sort of retaining your connection with your family. And, yes, we understand that's what you'd want to do. The boyfriend, a 21-year-old man, probably not going to hang out for this once it's started.
Let me tell you, first of all, he's just starting his life and thinking, hey, this is the greatest, and you want to cut it off.
He's trying to pursue a music career.
Let me just cut you off for a second. He's trying to pursue a music career. Well, let me tell you what. There's about 100 ladies he's going to move through before he decides to want to settle down. He's going to, in as many states as he can. His plaque is just starting to get filled up with girls' names, and yours is on it.
Here's the deal. I don't think this guy's for you. I think it seems like you, Tori, want to
You're not really into him.
She wants to find somebody who wants to get married now.
He's more or less safe. But, you want to enjoy your sex life, but you want to do it from a morally, ethically comfortable place.
Consistent with her values.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to say, once you make a choice, make a choice for you, you stick to it, and it doesn't matter what the guy thinks. You just have to stick to it.
I totally agree with that.
And you can't undermine it because, oh, he's pushing me or whatever.
Right.
You have to stick to that, and that's it.
That's right.
However, you know, you also, it doesn't sound like you're really that into this guy. I mean, it sounds like if you were madly in love with him, you'd still be having sex with him anyway and know you guys are going to be together.
It could be true. However, I think one of the reasons she's not into him is she knows he's not a Mormon. He's not wanting to get married now. And that's what she wants, so go get that. That's fine.
You sound okay.
Danielle, 17.
Hi,
what's up?
I don't know how to ask my boyfriend if I can actually cut his penis.
Germany or Florida?
I'm going to get Northern Florida. Oh, that's right. Okay, how close to the swamp do you live?
You want to cut his penis?
Yeah.
You don't know how to ask him? Why do you want to cut his penis? What for? You mean do you want to put like a prince? Huh? Is he uncircumcised?
No. Like, I actually want to cut it, like, with a razor blade. He's let me cut other parts of him before.
Why would you want to cut his penis?
First of all, here's what you're going to hear. I need that paddle foot sound.
Yeah.
As soon as you bring the razor blade near the peni.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to hear. And if you don't...
Hey, Mo, this guy wants to cut my penis. Hey, what am I going to do? Hey, Mo.
Hey, Curly, get over here. Why are you saying a girl wants to cut your penis? I told you about that.
Hey, Mo. Gee, I let her cut other parts of my body. Why can't I let her cut my penis?
I told you about these crazy girls from Florida. Let me tell you something.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what? That's one of those things. Now, how old are you?
Are you more likely to cut his throat than his penis? It's all about...
Where do you go from here? You know, you cut his penis. I mean, that can't be that thrilling for you. That's very, very sadist.
What do you think that's going to do for you?
I think it's just going to turn me on.
Yeah, well...
Wow, you know what? That's gross. I mean, first of all, I'm not 100% sure this is a real call, but also, I mean, you know what? I mean, where are you going to go from here? How old are you?
17.
All right, yeah, 17. Okay. Wow. How many uncles molested you? Three.
None.
Come on.
Tell us. Have you ever been physically abused?
No.
Raped?
No.
Never against your will?
No.
Daddy never wanted to ask you to climb underneath the coffee table while he does something on top of the coffee table?
No.
Or vice versa?
This isn't computing.
All right, this doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Danielle, it's a horrible impulse. It's a bad idea. You can harm.
You can go to jail for that.
You can go to jail for it. You can hurt somebody permanently. They can never recover.
Well, I think he'd be willing.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's okay. If he wants to die of a flesh-eating bacteria starting in the penis area, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, you obviously really care about this person.
You don't understand what you're asking for. This is exceedingly dangerous and a very bizarre and inappropriate impulse.
I mean, seriously, you know what? You need to back it up and just keep crapping on each other. Take it one step back, all right?
Back to the mudslide?
Go back. Go back to taking out the plastic garbage bag and defecating on each other. And then just back and stay there.
Strangely, that sounds appealing.
Stay there for a while compared to, like, the slicing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one.
Daniel, I would really look into some help with this.
Yeah, you know what?
The cutting and all that.
There's a counselor that you can go see. You know, you really can. Yeah. I mean, I think if you were needing that to feel excited, I think that might turn me on. What if it didn't? What if it repulsed you forever? And what if he did get some sickness? I mean, if you really care about somebody, which it sounds like you obviously are incapable of doing at this point, you need to seek help.
She hung up on us. She didn't want to hear it. Rob Schneider, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, opens August 12th. We'll be back after this.
We'll be back with more penis slicing.
Thank you. It's Loveline. Rob Schneider just kicking butt tonight.
We're having
for the great Adam Carolla.
Now, that's some big shoes to fill, but I think I got one of them.
You filled them. In fact, they feel a little tight to me.
We were talking about that last insane caller who's a sicko. But, but the penis thing, things happening to the penis, I think
interesting topic.
Is a fear that is primal, and I guarantee you cavemen were worried that rocks would hit their penis.
Yes. Well, think about it this way.
Or they'd be eaten by a lion penis first.
Think about all the, where else in your body is so much nerve and nervous input, central nervous system input, it's concentrated.
Yes, there's a lot of attention to that part of my body. Yeah.
And your penis.
Yeah, that's pretty much the two.
Yeah, and so...
So far. I mean, maybe my armpit might take over, but I doubt it.
And certainly the psychoanalytic literature is replete with discussions about the meaning, the symbolism of the penis and the testes. And as I sort of understand it, the penis is you.
The penis is you.
And it kind of is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I take it as a compliment.
Some people even have
Let me dig through to find the compliment.
And even that can have various kinds of meaning. There can be a big you and a little you.
That's true.
And they can have the penis taken away by people. And the other thing is...
Your penis doesn't work as well, then you don't work as well.
Right. It's too small. Yeah. You're small. We have a lot of guys...
So what does it mean, then, if... Because I've had a dream, and it doesn't happen a lot out there, but I've had a dream where my penis fell off, and I was desperately... running around trying to think, where the heck did I leave it or where did it fall off? I'm running around. I'm looking for my penis. I go, what the heck happened? And I just remember waking up in a cold sweat, and it was like, it was one of those things. I don't remember most of my dreams, but that one.
And it was a recurring dream.
Came to the front.
Do you remember what was going on in your life at that time?
I think there was some crazy stuff going on in my life, like a big change in my life. Like, you know.
Were you a kid?
Yeah. But just feeling kind
of
lost.
Did you have a sense of it being big or small? If there was an impulse that came with it, like my little penis.
Well, I think I wasn't able to find it, so maybe that was one of the things.
It got so small.
I just remember, like, it was. I'm ripping up the couch. I'm looking behind the couch, and I'm trying, you know, just looking around.
Money? No. Oh no.
Yeah, and then you run around. You know, I don't want to tell people. What's going on? Are you okay? I'm looking for my penis. No, I'm not okay. I can't find my penis.
Could you see how? I mean, in sort of gross general sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of looking. You feel lost.
Definitely.
I think a man can understand that as a feeling of, I'm lost.
Yes. I lost my penis.
I'm lost.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I haven't had that
Corolla. Corolla had there's a different sort of flavor to the testes now.
Okay.
Corolla had a dream where what he described as two haunchy women. I'll remind everyone that he was always, when he told me this dream, I realized he always described his mother and grandmother as haunchy women.
Wow.
Where he was swimming in a pool, and two haunchy women were standing over him while he was trying to climb up the side of the pool and beating him over the head with his own testes till he almost drowned.
Wow. You know what? Yeah. He had strong women in his life.
Yeah.
He had strong women in his life.
His testes who beat him up.
Yeah, but that's too strong of a woman. Yeah. I had, a very dominant woman. And, my mother's an extremely dominant woman, you know, very strong, overbearing woman, in a good sense. I mean, she's a powerful lady, but, was more stronger than my father. And I know that that's affected me. I find myself wanting to be, you know, with women who are powerful, mm-hmm. you know, women.
So you like,
you know?
What's the name of the warrior? With Amazon type women. That's a fantasy that is
referred. Zena?
Zena is more of an appealing yes. image for you. That's an appealing. Yeah,
yeah, I think yeah. so too. I, you know, I liked jocks. Yes. I like women who played basketball. No, but was a turn on to
the
me.
The Zena
yeah.
thing goes with the penis stuff. Those are
maybe there's
those
something.
Are actually called phallic females.
Maybe.
Yeah, interesting.
You saying right. I'm a fag? What's going on?
No. No. Well, you like your women. Well, I'm just saying.
I like my women. I like.
Use your imagination.
I like a woman who's strong.
So anyway, we got to go take another break.
No.
You're gay. Rob, you've been talking too much. We haven't had a chance
I'm
to
gay?
Take any calls. The movie opens Friday, August
12th. You're gay.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. I've got Discovery Health Channel tonight.
Kind of.
Tonight's show on Thursday night with Jay Leno and Rob Schneider. We'll be
hey,
back with Rob.
Hey, it's great to have you on the show. Hey, to be here. Dr. Yeah. Drew will be right back.
That's right. It's Love Line. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Rob Schneider. Filling the shoes of Adam Carolla, and his feet are beginning to fit those shoes quite nicely.
I'm on a shoe and a half now. I got to say, that song felt like the last song of the night kind of song. We're just rolling.
No, we're just, yeah, we're just getting
going. We're just
getting
going.
We got a couple threesome calls coming in here.
Don't feel like that.
Oh, this is the show we end. This is what we end with, is the song.
No. That song is a mistake, people. Don't pay attention. Musically, don't go by that.
I was looking over some of your IMDb stuff here, and as notable TV appearances, Otro Rolo Khan. You're on TV in Mexico?
Yeah.
What's
as a matter of fact,
there
was some
Big Brother
show.
VIP.
Yeah, I did Big Brother VIP.
Do you speak Spanish?
In Mexico, I'm huge.
Do you speak Spanish?
I'm actually taking Spanish lessons.
But I mean, when you go on these TV shows, you speak English. You don't speak.
I do English, and then they translate. I speak a little bit of Spanish.
Do they speak English to you?
I'm funnier apparently when they translate me. But you know what, though? I'm huge in Spanish. I mean, it's like, in Mexico, that's my biggest market, the United States. And then Mexico, I'm a god. I go to a press conference here, you know, the press, I get any respect in America from critics or whatever. In Mexico, I go down there, I have a press conference, there's 100 reporters.
What do you think that is?
They just think I'm a genius in Mexico.
This is like, you're the Mexican Jerry Lewis.
I'm the Canton Floss of Mexico. Let me tell you about the Jerry Lewis thing, by the way. Yes. Jerry Lewis was the, everybody, you know, is like, they're all mystified by why does, you know, the French love Jerry Lewis, you know, especially, you know, after Jerry Lewis was making the same kind of movies, which weren't, you know, decreasingly funny, depending, you know, at least in my mind.
They were decreasingly funny, or they weren't?
Yeah, they weren't as funny. They were decreasing in their unfunny.
The Nutty Professor was sort of not just, high on the comedic,
you know, if you're a little kid,
scale.
it's just basically the same kind of, you know, to me, not as clever or whatever. Yes. It didn't hold up to Peter Sellers and Monty Python. And he was still killing in France. And and everybody's like, mystified. The French, blah, blah, blah. Well, it really was that he was being dubbed by the greatest French comedian, Louis Fournier, or, you know, I think.
Was he ad-libbing a little bit?
I'm sure he was. Yeah. She's making it hilarious. And then, you'd see a movie of Jerry Lewis in France, and he would be murdering, to be dying in there.
So what you're saying is you hired the most comedically genius.
He did.
But in Mexico, you hired the Mexican equivalent.
Well,
you hired a genius to dub you in.
I'm not dubbed. I'm not dubbed.
Subtitle.
It's subtitle.
Well, you hired somebody to subtitle it, so it was funny.
What I was saying, and then when that guy died, when the Jerry Lewis is the guy dubbing him, he never had another hit in France.
Oh,
true story. True story.
Very interesting.
It's not sexually relatable to the show,
no,
but interesting.
Well, here's another not sexually relatable call. Let's take this one. Kaylee, 24.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
I was wondering, Rob, I saw Saturday Night Live when you were on it.
Okay.
And, oh, by the way, you're
10.
Hot.
She was 10.
Oh, thank you. You were 10. Yeah. Thank you.
And I was wondering, do you still, talk to, David Spade and Adam Sandler?
Oh, yeah. I just did a movie called Benchwarmers with starring David Spade and myself and John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite.
Huh.
It was and Adam Sandler wrote it with Nick Swardson and Alan Covert. And
says here, she's wondering what your favorite character was.
Wow.
I'm asking, does he still, talk to him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hang out with Dave as much. But Dave and I used to be best buddies back in, you know, back in the late 80s. Then we got on Saturday Night Live, and I don't know. But he's a great guy. He really is a sweet,
he is a good guy,
very nice guy.
Yeah.
And really funny. And I think he's in a really interesting, good place in his life. I mean, he's the kind of guy who was, I don't know how much success he had with women when he was younger. He became famous.
Oh, I'm sure it was huge.
Gave him the opportunity. You know, what is he, 5'1" or something? But he gave him the opportunity to, you know, being famous, Saturday Night Live, to go out with models, to bang models, for crying out loud. And that was his dream come true, and he's been kind of doing that. And after 15, 20 years, I see him now. I think he's ready for a relationship. I don't know. Maybe by the time he's 80, he'll settle down and say, you know what? But I actually see him wanting to have a relationship.
Sounds good. Did you have a favorite role in Saturday Night Live? Favorite skit? Favorite recurring?
Well, I kind of liked, you know, the Italian Waiters thing where that was a lot of fun. Where Adam Sandler was, him and I went to Il Cortile, which was in Little Italy, an Italian restaurant, and just the guys were all over our dates, you know, that we were with. And, oh, the bellissima, you got a cigar, and grabbing, bellissima, signore, bellissima, you see the beautiful belly, come here, you like carpaccio, give carpaccio for you, so good, grabbing your kid. And I was like, wow, and then Adam thought of the thing, he wrote it with Rob Smigel, who's a brilliant comic writer, and they wrote this thing where they're, like, humping, we're taking off our clothes, and I remember, like, before, we were in the dressing room before the sketch, before the show, and, you know, I'm rehearsing my lines, and Adam was trimming his pubic area, and basically he came out in a diaper, and I came out, and I was, my ass was hanging out, and I got, like, I was making my what do you call it, the apron.
That was when you could do that kind of thing.
Yeah, that was when we did it, and I remember the censor crying. The NBC's, please don't show your ass, please just show half of it, please. And this is from a gay guy.
There was censorship. It just, he didn't want
to. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you haven't been working out. Good Lord, get to a Stairmaster.
All right, let's talk to Erica, who's 19.
Hi, Erica.
Uh-oh, she's asleep.
Come out of your shell, Erica.
Erica, who had the threesome?
Erica, threesome. I want to hear this. This show just got better.
All right, I'm going to take another threesome call. We'll get back. You guys check where Erica is.
19 in
this
threesome.
This is Paul, 29.
Oh, it's not as interesting.
Yeah. Hi, how's it going, guys?
God, we got to get back to that one.
Rob doesn't like you, Paul, but go ahead.
Paul, what's up?
Hey, actually, I wish this was a threesome call. I was kind of bogged to get on and ask Dr.
All right, real quick. Anna, ask me what?
I have Lyme disease, or I have long-term Lyme, and I'm wondering if an IgM, positive IgM, means you have positive Lyme. And I'm seeing this Lyme, and he's like...
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Lyme disease is a tick-borne disease. It causes something called...
Right, yeah. But you can get rid of that.
Well, it causes erythema chronica migraines. It causes neurologic symptoms, arthritis, various things.
Does that not make you ever want to go camping? I never want to go camping now again.
Know, especially in the East. But, Paul, you allegedly got it out here?
No, I actually went to Connecticut to get it. I already had a repetitive stress injury. I went to Connecticut.
Uh-oh. And are you doing drugs or something? Are you on Vicodin or something?
No, I've actually seen this Lyme doctor, and he's like... giving me all kind. He's giving me minocycline, Zithromax, all these antibiotics. He's like,
right.
In the late 80s, early 90s, there were lots of Lyme doctors, and everybody had Lyme. Yeah. And the reality is, I think I saw one case of Lyme.
Really?
Yeah. And
so, overtreating.
Can I tell you?
I just worry about it. That's all. I would go to a tertiary infectious disease. Like, go to UCLA. You're here in Los Angeles. Right. Go to the infectious disease department. Go to SC.
Okay.
Go to the infectious disease guys. Get a consultation. See what's going on. Because the titers that I have seen, they have to be. You have to see them go up and go down, and they have to be strongly positive to really nail it down. So, go ahead. What?
Okay. Now I'm gonna. I don't know anything about Lyme disease, so I'm going to tell you what I think you should do.
All right.
I think you should seriously start getting as healthy as you can, your immune system healthy. I mean, the one thing is, if you're taking antibiotics is toxic to your whole system. Yes, it can kill your infection. And if your infection is, you know, you got to weigh things, you know, just like we were talking about with the birth control. With your antibiotics, it's a really a bolt to the system. But if you need it, you need it, whatever. But I think what you can do is, especially no matter what you have out there, you can boost your immune system as best as you can by eating healthy, by sleeping good, by getting enough sleep, and by taking a lot of vitamins and being healthy. I take MSM every day. I recommend that, especially for, you know. Just get as a wellness center. Why don't you try to do some holistic stuff, too? You know,
Paul, what's with the repetitive stress injury? What was that?
It was caused by typing, and then it spread through my whole body, caused fibromyalgia, chronic myalgia.
See, you're just sounding like a...
You got other issues. Yeah, you got other issues. You know, there might be some psychological stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
But however, you know, another thing is, like, you know, you can take, like, 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You'll be fine. You know, just anything to boost up your immune system, because it sounds like you're a wreck.
Go to infectious. First, let's see if you have Lyme, because Lyme is a potentially life-threatening condition. It's not a subtle condition. So go to infectious disease consultant at a tertiary center, meaning university hospital. Get that ruled out, and then I agree with what Rob is saying. This is Virginia, 24.
Please be a threesome. Jesus, please.
No, I'm sorry. No threesome.
God. How about a twosome? What? What do you got?
Well, yeah, that's actually the problem.
What?
I'm 24, and my boyfriend's about the same age, and he's a virgin, and he was waiting for marriage, and now
he was waiting for marriage?
He was waiting to have sex until marriage.
Wow. Sounds like a loser.
Better man than you or I, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, God love him.
He's a really great guy, and
Unfortunately for me.
Catholic?
For him. Presbyterian.
All right, sorry. Whiffed on that one.
Yay.
Didn't even get the bat off my shoulder. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so he's waiting for marriage, okay.
He proposed, and, like, my family's happy. His family's very pleased as well. And now he's like, okay, let's do it. And I'm worried he's going to have reservations. It's like, all good tonight, and then tomorrow he's going to have
You mean he's going to have sex with you and decide, ooh, this fit wasn't, I didn't quite like this, I would, therefore I'm going to call off the marriage?
Did he get you a ring?
No.
Did he get you a ring?
He did. Yes,
he got you a ring. Yeah. You got a date?
Not yet.
Okay, so you're worried that, are you madly in love with him?
Yeah, we've been together for a long time, and I don't think
Are you madly in love with him?
Uh-oh. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to spend the rest of your life with him?
Yes.
Okay, well then, aren't you curious about trying out the goods yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm a little nervous. He's 6'5", I'm 5'4".
Yeah. But you know, the anatomy is amazing. Yes, I'm huge, just so you know. But the way women work, you've seen it?
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Why don't you listen?
You've seen it.
No, my concern is less that, like, he's going to.
Is it gigantic? What are you afraid he's going to bottom out?
No, my concern is less that he's going to change his mind, and more that he's going to change his mind about the wanting to have sex thing. He's going to go back and go, you know what? That really wasn't what I wanted. I think my faith says no to that.
What do you mean? So you're afraid that he's not going to, you're going to almost have sex and he's going to say no?
No, I'm afraid that he's going to have regrets afterwards, but not.
Oh, come on. No, wait.
You've waited this long. Wait to get married.
Yeah. You know what? It'll be great. And then if he's gigantic and then, you know, maybe it might be interesting.
Did you see the movie, what's the name of the guy that did the sex studies in the 50s?
Kinsey.
You see the movie Kinsey?
No, I want to see that, though.
It's interesting.
You know what? There's one thing. How's it interesting?
He had a huge phallus.
Gigantic. Oh, God, I hate him.
Just like you.
You know what, though? The thing is, I'm normal. Moderate. I'm normal.
3 inches.
So I've heard.
Four.
More. I'm keep going.
It's fine. You're normal.
Keep going. I'm normal. Right. But the thing is,
85% of men are between 5.5 and 7.
I'm normal.
Yeah.
I'm normal. Now, the very normal, extremely
good,
normal.
Huh?
I'm
good.
On the higher end of the normal.
It's good.
You
feel good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that get through?
Yeah, there was a little S bomb there, Anderson.
S bomb. Sorry. Hey, first time co-host. Now, let me tell you. I have to tell you, I'm more confident than I was when I was a younger male because I remember. Painfully, when, like, I was madly in love with this girl, blah, 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 madly in love with her, and she said to me, oh, your penis is perfect. Thank God. I love your penis is fine. My old boyfriend
too big.
Was enormous. Good Lord. And I just remember my head getting heat in my head.
Where's that whistle?
Beep. He was huge. Oh, my God. And then she kept going. I mean, he used to tear me in half.
There we go. There goes Rob's penis.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, he used to bottom out. It was horrible. I mean, he said, did you just say bottom out, hit bottom? And it's never left my head.
The reality is we get way more complaints here about too big than too small.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. But you're normal.
I'm normal.
Extra normal.
I'm on the end of the normal side.
Without bottoming out. We got Erica back.
No bottoming out. Erica, please.
Erica, what's up?
Hey.
There we are.
Okay.
Hi.
Bottoming out? What happened?
My boyfriend and I have been going out for about a year and a half now. And,
okay.
And he decided that, like, since our sex life wasn't going so good, that we should bring another person in.
Now, did he bring that up? Did he actually say, you know, our sex life's not going that good? How did that come up, and how did that make you feel?
Well, he just kind of mentioned it. He said it's something like he'd always wanted to do.
How did he say that? Oh, come on, whoa.
Yeah,
this is lacking credibility.
He didn't say our sex life isn't going so well. You sort of did that editorial. You slipped that editorial piece in when he brought up the threesome.
So when he was saying, you know what,
that's how
it felt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, all young males want to have threesomes. All young males will try to force this on people.
He's not that young.
How old is he?
36.
Oof, this guy's diabolical.
Wow.
Why are you with a 36-year-old?
Because, I don't know, like, he's just the nicest guy that I know.
Well, do you work?
Okay.
Do you go to school? What do you do?
Starbucks?
Uh-huh.
Do you work at Starbucks?
What do? You work? You go to school?
I go to school.
Where do you work?
Starbucks. I go to
LMU. Huh? She goes to Loyola Marymount.
No, that's a good school. That's a really good school.
And where'd you meet this guy? Who is he?
Starbucks.
He's a friend of my mom.
Friend of your mom's. There you go. We have a winner. Winner.
She must be delighted.
Well, I bet your mom loves. Does your mom know you're banging this guy?
And that he wants another woman involved, too?
Yes, mom, guess what? That friend you introduced me to, he's great. Not only am I sleeping with him, but also, here's the good part, he wants a threesome.
This was with another girl, right?
Yeah, we did it with another girl.
You did it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So how? What was that like?
Well, that's the
problem. Let's have some music.
Right?
Can we have some soft music with this?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? How was it?
The during was fine, but, like, afterwards...
That's right, baby. Tell me more. After what happened, baby?
I can't stop thinking about her.
Yeah, baby, you can't stop thinking about her. Yes. What's her name, baby?
Heather.
Oh, yeah, Heather. She's nice. You thinking about her, right? What you thinking, baby?
Well, like, the thing is, I don't like her.
You don't like her?
Yeah, I don't like her either, but you keep talking,
like,
baby.
Sexually about her.
Oh, no, you don't thinking that. Why'd you all think that? You all see Heather again, don't you? Talk to me, baby. Yeah, you do. You gonna videotape it for Drew and for Rob Schneider?
No, Sarah, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
I think the reason you're goofing is you don't believe her, and neither do I.
Well, I think there's did lack some credibility.
Yes, I would agree.
A little bit. However,
that kind of thing does happen. What does happen with threesomes, people walk away with impressions and feelings, and it's all kinds of chaotic results that they don't anticipate.
I would say this. If it is a true thing, then she probably felt a closer connection to this woman who probably is more sincere in this thing than this loser older guy who's just using her for as a sexual plaything, which isn't a bad idea, by the way.
So does that mean I'm a lesbian?
No,
it just means, you know what, first of all, a lot of women, just because you're attracted to another woman or you have an experience, it doesn't mean you're a lesbian. It just means you're open to sexual experimentation.
She sort of was exposed to it and walked away with surprising feelings of arousal.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's all right.
It doesn't make you anything.
Doesn't make you a lesbian.
It makes you foolish for engaging in this stuff.
It makes me
a-hole 36-year-old.
You should make you realize that, you know, you're more interested in this woman. That's how vacuous this guy is.
And here's the thing. He's probably thinking about her, too, and probably going to call her up and date her.
And baby, maybe do this again when I'm drunk.
The whole situation just sounds horrible. You're 19. You deserve better.
Tell your mom.
Don't spend your college years with some 36-year-old jack-off. This is
ridiculous. Date people your own age. You're at LMU. She's a pretty smart girl to go to LMU.
Yeah, that's a good school. Amanda, 25. Here we go.
Amanda?
Hello? She needs to date guys her own age, just date and find some relationships.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Amanda, what's up?
Hi. I am 25 in Sacramento, and my boyfriend likes me to dress up in a schoolgirl outfit, which I don't think is abnormal or anything, but he also likes to play the daddy-daughter role.
Uh-oh.
All right.
And I wasn't sure when it crosses over, like when it...
Did I just say that out loud? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I just all of a sudden, I started to think that. Yeah. Okay, so, okay, daddy.
Slow down.
All right, All right, hang on a second. Let me take off my pants. You were saying... And so you're a nice girl to do this. Okay, so guys, you're playing the father-daughter thing. Does that make you feel weird?
Yeah, it does. But I was just wondering, you know...
You know, you could say limits. You know, you can say, you know what, the little girl thing I'm cool with. The nun thing is also okay. Nursey, I'm a little uncomfortable with. But the daughter granddaddy thing, I'm not so comfortable with.
Who's initiating this, you or he?
He's doing it.
He wants to be the daddy, and he wants you to be the girl.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if, you know, when is it just a harmless fantasy, and when does it show?
Let me ask you,
it's a problem when he actually goes after little girls. That's when it's a problem.
Has he downloaded some child porn?
Yeah, there you go. That's also
not
where
that
it gets
I
bad.
Know of.
Okay,
not
now well, you should just ask him.
If he does, that's bad.
Then you're with. And now let me ask you, how long have you been with this guy, and how old is he?
I've been with him for 2 years, and he's 30.
Okay, so you're within the range there. Now, do you like this guy? Have you had a relationship? Have you guys traveled together? Do you guys spend time together? Or, well, I mean, do you really like him? Or tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I moved out to California for him. So.
Ooh, from where?
From Idaho.
How'd you guys meet? On the web?
Hey.
He was fishing around for young girls.
Well, I was 21 at the time. Well, I was 22.
And was there anything about this? Anything about this website we should know?
No, it was actually a political chat room.
Those are the worst, by the way.
Really?
The sexual pervs. They get in through that political thing, and then boom, the next thing you know,
all right,
mommy.
So, how long you know him?
Daddy!
Daddy touching me.
How long have you known him, Amanda?
2 years, you said. 2 years, huh?
How long have you been living with him?
We're not living together now.
Okay. Now, let me ask you.
You moved out here to be with him? You're having sex with me? You're not living with him?
Yeah.
How long has he been out here?
3 years.
And why are you not living with him?
Because he got a job in San Rafael, so he moved down there, and I have school here in Sacramento.
Now, can I ask you something? Now, when you're together, I mean, how much of it is, like, comfortable when you're with him, and how much is it, like, he's getting uncomfortable in the sexual kind of way?
As far as sexually?
You guys hang out and enjoy each other?
Everything, all right. Except for that one part, and
Does he make you do it each time now? Each time you're...
He doesn't ever make me, but it's very hard for him to climax if I'm not in that role.
Okay, well, then he has some other issues.
That's a true fetish, then.
Yeah, there's something going on there. Did you ever ask him, like, have you broached the reason, the discussion? What turns you on about this?
I have, and he gets really guilty about it. Like, he feels like that makes him a pervert, and he doesn't want to talk about it because he just feels so much guilt over it.
Well, one of the reasons that people feel overwhelmed by these things is something happened to them.
Well, it sounds like there was, you know what, I mean, just we can turn it around. Yeah. Now, I would say that there's something in his past, and Dr. Drill backed me up. And
I'm with you.
There's something in his past where he's now regressing to that moment where to try to get his power back or something to that thing. And so there's definitely some issue in his background.
I'm gravely concerned that there's more going on here. And if he is downloading child porn, you ought to go look at his history on his computer.
Check it out. But also...
Look at his hard drives and things.
And also talk to him as he seek therapy. If you like this guy, maybe you can maybe help him by...
Before he does hurt somebody. Before he really does act in a way. He may be going down a slippery slope.
Maybe you're opening up an area there that you want to... not go with him on.
This is Eric, 25.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Pretty good, man. What's going on, man?
It's Rob Schneider.
Hey, Rob, it is such a small
Deuce
world.
Bigelow. European Gigolo.
I can't believe you're messing up with my ex-girlfriend, Rob.
Who, Dad?
The one who I used to rip in half.
Hey. Well, let me tell you, buddy. That was
slow tonight. Adam would have been right on that.
Oh, dude, you called. This guy called twice last night.
You were good, man.
Isn't that you?
No, I didn't.
You got that same voice.
You used to tear me in half. Your penis is perfect. It's never a problem. I mean, it just fits. It's very comfortable, your penis.
What's that, Eric?
I said, this is the guy that works at the print shop. I heard
him. Okay. I recognize your voice.
I'm not that guy who was criticizing Adam's new show.
So what do you got? Yes, sir.
Rob, I happen to know that you have an incredible singing voice, and I was wondering if you ever did anything musically. You ever put out any CDs or anything like that?
Well, so you know what? I'm actually getting close to doing a show in Vegas, actually. It's funny you mentioned
what?
Yeah.
Like a showroom show?
It's going to be a show, but it's going to be a comedy show, but it's...
I have to see that.
It's called, people ask me about Tiny Elvis. It's something I did on Saturday Night Live.
Tiny Elvis?
And I'm trying to work it out. The guy from Evita on Broadway is going to do... I think it's what the show is called.
Evita?
No, some Broadway show, whatever. And we're talking about doing a Tiny Elvis on in Vegas, which would be more better than Broadway, you know? But it would just be like it would be like me on stage with gigantic furniture, and then we're trying to figure out how to make it work when other people, like I'm going to get John Lovitz in it and other people,
be awesome.
Where I'm tiny and then they're normal size. And so,
how interesting.
So it's just, I'm working out the plot.
You're talking about a stage show.
The guy
from Broadway, you're talking about somebody who produces.
Yeah, so we're just trying to work out the technical things and then do it. And it's also
Are you talking about a musical writer or
No,
producer?
I'm going to write the show, but a producer to actually work out the technical aspects of it. You know, Tiny Elvis.
That would be so much fun.
That would be fun to do, but it's a big commitment, you know. But thank you. I appreciate that.
I have to see that.
Bruce Springsteen says I do the best Elvis he's ever heard.
You have got to notify us when that comes around.
Absolutely. You'll be there first night.
All right. Here is now another fetish call. Amanda, 18.
Hey,
what's going on there?
Hi.
I just have a little bit of a problem. See, I have a foot fetish, and... And I suck toes pretty often, and I've never had a problem, but this past Saturday I went out, and I met a guy and just went home with him, and I ended up sucking his toes.
All right, hold on a second, man. We actually have to take a break right now. Rob Schneider is here with us tonight. His show opens on August 12th. That's Friday. He'll be on The Tonight Show on Thursday. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. That's the name of the film, and we'll be right back with more after this. Loveline, we're going to get back to Amanda and her fetishistic behaviors. 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider here, fetish expert, threesome expert.
I'm here for
you. Rock Hunter, Deuce Bigelow. Amanda, what's going on?
Okay, Amanda, what do you got?
Well, like I was saying, I love feet. I love toes. I love sucking them. Just toes.
There's no toes that turn you off. You know, the trucker takes off his boots.
We call that onychogryphosis.
Yeah.
Those claw-like toes.
The fungus going. So any foot and you're just dripping wet?
Oh, yeah, any foot.
Liar. Any foot?
It could be a skunk ape foot.
Come on.
But you got to help me with my problem, Prue.
Here we go.
All right. Saturday, I went out and I met this guy. I went back to his place. I didn't really know him, but he had nice feet. He had these Birkenstock sandals on. His feet were nice.
Okay.
So we went back to his place, and I ended up sucking his toes. Well, a few days later...
I'm sure
you
love that.
Yeah, sounds...
A few days later, I got... Now I have two warts on the inside of my bottom lip. And I don't know if...
What do you mean warts? How would you even notice that? And warts don't come up that fast.
Are you sure that it's not from sucking?
It can just be like a little sore.
No, or an inclusion cyst. The inside of the bottom lip is a typical place. Have you looked at it? Have you flipped your lip out and look at it?
Yeah.
Is it sort of clear looking a little bit?
Yeah.
That's an inclusion cyst. It has nothing to do with warts.
Awesome. So it has nothing to do with it.
Now, let me ask.
If it's an inclusion cyst, I'm not looking at it, but it sounds like that's what
now,
it is.
Now, did you sleep with the guy, too?
Yes.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, but, yeah. Rob, can I get a you
before,
can do it?
You can do it. You can suck his toes all night long. Now, let me just look at it.
How weird that she would bring that up.
We were trying
to... Engineer Michelle was just begging Rob to do the same thing, and Rob guaranteed it for this call.
You can suck his toes all night long. Now, let me ask you, you know what your friends or your family should get you for Christmas? A lamp, a straw with a big bulb on it so you can check out the feet first. Do you wash his feet beforehand? Do you just, you got the flashlight, one of those pocket flashlights?
You know what she is, one of those giant, those big, like, you know, like Inspector Clouseau magnifying glasses.
Yeah, I would do it. But also, you know, gross. It's gross. You know, I like feet, too, but I'm not sucking any toes. I do give a good foot massage, though.
Ooh.
That's about as kinky as I get for that.
Wow. I have to ask for some of that. Amber, 22.
Hello.
Hi, Amber. What's up?
How are you?
We're doing pretty good. I haven't found Rob Schneider. He's a great guest, great co-host.
Great to be here.
He's filled Corolla's shoes so fully they can't be tied anymore.
I'm going to get Who Needs Corolla t-shirts. I'm going to pass them out.
I don't know if you remember, but you were in my hometown and you filmed The Animal.
Oh, yeah, up in the...
City Hall.
Yeah, in Sonoma.
Yeah.
Do you remember Amber?
I didn't want to say where I was from, but...
Yeah. Well, Well, you're not exactly from there. You're in that area, right?
I'm in that area.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I'm so nervous. I'm calling.
Beautiful town.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous. Really nice.
Okay. Deep breath. Here we go.
Get it out now. It's all right. All right, Amber.
I recently just started sleeping with a friend of mine, and I think we're.
That's hot.
Hot. And basically.
That's so hot.
Afterwards, I become really inflamed.
Oh, and how long do you have sex for?
Not long. Not like something that would, I mean.
How long?
Maybe like half an hour.
Ooh.
That's
pretty long. Most women more than 10 minutes, and that's what happens.
You'll have some damage there.
So this is too long.
Are you using any protection?
Using a condom?
No, we weren't. Well,
always a good idea the first time you have sex with some guy.
Well, no, we were in the beginning, and we haven't been.
What are you?
I mean, it's happened about 5 times. I am on birth control.
What are you using?
I'm using Ortho Evra.
The patch.
Yes.
So the other thing is that sometimes the birth control pill, for various reasons, can affect the estrogen at the surface of the vagina and cause some. What's called atrophic vaginitis. It's usually the shot that does that.
I was going
to
say that.
That's another reason you can be prone to irritation. Another reason can be just having sex can set up a vaginitis. It can be an infection. That can set up irritation.
And also, you know what? If you're with some guy that you haven't been with before, it doesn't sound like you're extremely sexually active, then it's also
something new
in there, you know? And the bacteria has to kind of...
Accommodate.
Yeah, and then get used to it and whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, why don't you make a guy wear a condom? You know, these Avantes. I don't know what the deal is out there. I don't know why women haven't been more accommodating. I always say, please, I got to stop using these condoms.
I know.
Please, I'm going to go on the pill. I insist, no matter what, Rob. I'm going on the pill. That's it. I have to have you in me. No, but make the guy wear a condom. You know, these Avante condoms. They're like thinner than a human hair, for crying out loud. Make him wear 3 at the beginning and then get him down to 1 and he'll feel like a lunatic.
Yeah, I don't know. Basically, I was just curious because I was with someone for a long period of time before.
Yeah.
And it had happened with him like every once in a while, like every 6 months or so.
Now, are you having any pain? Because maybe is there any STD?
Pain, like I'm saying, like extremely inflamed. Like
are,
my
you,
labia,
are you lubricating?
Like,
are you lubricating normally?
No. I don't need it.
You're lubricating normally.
Okay. You know what I think?
Yes,
just
yes,
for the heck
yes.
of it, just for the heck of it,
yes.
go see your GYN.
Yeah, but listen, this is very common. It's
not a big deal, honestly. I mean, you're okay.
This is extremely. I can't tell you how many times people call with that crap and go, "Oh, I must be allergic to my friend's semen." No,
yeah.
Are you kidding? That essentially never happens. It almost never happens.
Right, right.
And that happens. That's an issue in fertility.
It happens a lot more.
Mm.
Bottoming out. Oh, he used to just bottom out. I mean, my goodness, I couldn't take it all. Tear me in half. That happens a lot more to me.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, what's going on?
Not much.
All right, well, thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
Go right ahead.
Hello?
Go. Turn your radio off. Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hey, I just want to say Rob Schneider, big fan.
Thank you.
About your new movie coming out, is that, I'm not really big on sequels.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't either, so I wanted to make sure this one was really funny. We worked hard on it, honestly. Because most comedies, sequels suck. Why? Because they're just trying to make money for the most part. It's not like I'm not trying to make money on this one. It's just that most of the sequels are just feeding off the goodwill of the first one.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say, like, the American Pie, the sequels to me weren't as funny as the original, you know. But I liked being in the theater and seeing it because the audience was so happy that the guy was back in his room with the computer and the same family.
Right.
So, you know, the audience just kind of like it as a comfort level, but I want to over deliver. And with this one, I really want to make it hilarious. I mean, it's a hard R. We really go for it.
Oh, really?
Hard R.
Oh, my.
So we went for it. So, you know, I think it's okay.
What did I see in another film you're working on? It says here
Hard R.
Hard R. Rob Schneider.
Hard R.
What is that?
It's a Groove Tube. Remember Groove Tube? How fun that was when we were kids?
Hard R.
Groove Tube? You ever see Groove Tube?
I don't think so.
Oh, you got to rent that.
What
it was like
it?
Early 70s.
I remember the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it was before Kentucky Fried Movie.
Same people?
They were basically ripping off Kentucky Fried Movie. I mean that in a good way. But it was like not the same people. God, I can't think of the guy's name who produced that now, but it was basically comedy sketches. Chevy Chase was in it.
Wow.
And it was before Saturday Night Live, like 1973, I want to say.
And it was
make
skits?
You pee your pants laugh. Yeah, it was very funny.
Improvisational skits? Or were they?
No, it was, you know, like there was an STD commercial. It was like a really like primitive, kind of Monty Python-esque kind of stuff, where it's like an STD, you know, promotional kind of thing, and you don't know what it is, and it's a guy, it's somebody like a little doll talking, and it's a guy upside down, and it's his penis.
But that was in Kentucky Fried Movie.
No, that was in Groove Tube.
Really?
You're confused. You have seen Groove Tube.
I must have seen it.
You must have seen it.
Because
yeah.
It's talking to you. It's got the eyes on it.
Yeah, that's Groove Tube. Kentucky Fried Movie's good, too, but Groove Tube's better.
All right. This is Lynn is 24.
Lynn, 24.
Hi. I have a question about hypnosis. I know that it doesn't work with everyone,
mm-hmm.
but my question is, if you're doing hypnosis for a personality change, how great of a change can you expect?
I know of no evidence that you can create sustained character logic changes with hypnosis ever.
First of all, it's like saying, you know, it's like, I want to go to a good psychic. You know, it's just like, you know, there's a gray area there. There's no, you know, I've actually tried hypnosis, and I got to say with nominal success, but I couldn't get deeply hypnotized. You know, I got relaxed, but I wasn't able to, like, go someplace, you know, and it seemed like if there are people who are susceptible to it, but it sounds like you have psychotic problems.
What is it you're looking for?
How do you want to change your personality?
Well, I don't want to change. I want to enhance the submissive side of my personality.
Okay.
Well, you can be put to sleep and not wake up. That's submissive, but that's about it. In a hypnotic state, you can be made submissive. But when you are in your normal state, you're reconstituted.
Well, here's the thing with this one. She's looking for an easy, simple answer.
I know.
Everybody wants to say, you know, put me under hypnosis so that I no longer take a stick
cigarettes.
And stay with my abusive boyfriend.
Yeah, or that
you know
cigarettes.
What? Or it's like, you know, yeah. I need to, if I can get hypnotized, then I'm not going to be 300 pounds. I won't eat three cakes. Right. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is you got to deal with whatever issue you're going to deal with. There's no shortcuts. You're going to deal with. If you're 350 pounds, stop eating pound cake. You know what? If you have an abusive boyfriend and you no hypnosis is going to get you to take your crap, put it in your pickup truck, and light his bed on fire and get out of the house. You know, just deal with your problems.
Here's Melissa's 23.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Melissa. That's my new thing. If I'm a radio, if I do this show apparently, I'm going to go, what do you got? What do you got, t-shirts?
Good, I like that. I like
what
that.
Do you got? I like it.
What do you mean? What do you mean if you do the show permanently? I'm counting on it. Melissa.
Yes. I'm 23, and my doctor is telling me I am starting to go through early menopause.
That's crazy.
I was on the depot shot for 8 years. Could the depot shot and not having a period for 8 years have caused this?
I know of no evidence that that has ever been shown to be the case. However, why are you going through ovarian failure? Do you have an eating disorder?
No.
Melissa?
No, not at all.
No eating disorder?
No.
Do you have thyroid problems?
No.
Do you have any other medical problems?
No.
Why do they think you're going through menopause?
They did blood work and said that the estrogen levels are too low and they're going to start putting me on hormones.
Well, that doesn't mean through menopause.
That doesn't mean that at all.
That's crazy. Is that a clinic that said that, or is it an actual doctor?
It's a combination of the hormone levels being off and the hot flashes. He says I'm going through early menopause.
When was the last time you took Depo?
I've been off it for about 4 months now.
That's BS. I would go to another. Good doctor.
You got to go to a gynecological endocrinologist.
It sounds like you went to a lousy clinic.
They should be able to explain to you why you're in menopause.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, I don't understand why. Yeah. You know, it's like we're such a medicated society. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think especially there's no reason. She's 23 for 8 years. So since she's 15, she's been on this huge dose of hormones that she's just been injecting into her system. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know what were her parents throwing this? What do they think? Like, you know what, I'm just going to just put my child and, you know, and just see what happens and just, you know, inundate them with this huge medical dose of hormones that can throw everything off in their body. And so I'm saying this, stay off of all that stuff, get off of the estrogen stuff, get as healthy as you can, and maybe your body will eventually start coming around, because your body wants to get healthy if you just get out of its own way.
You should get this nailed down a little bit, Melissa, because it doesn't make sense. If you are having premature ovarian failure, it needs to be explained, whether it's autoimmune or it's part of a polyendocrine problem. It needs a great deal of explanation.
And then once you get that figured out, please get your cut.
No. And then if it's not that, then Rob is absolutely right. You need just some time and some...
Let your body come back to healing from itself. I mean, if you've been off for 4 months, that's extreme. That's not that long. It may take a year before your hormone levels come back down to a normal place.
Absolutely.
However, and then when you get to a normal place, will you please start having your boyfriends wear a condom and get off the pill for a while?
Gabe is 19. More threesomes, Rob. Here we go.
Threesomes, yes. Yeah, baby. What's he talking? What's going on now? Let's talk.
I just recently had a threesome like a couple nights ago with two girls.
Wow.
Are you in college?
No, not in college. Just I've
just lucky? What happened? You won the lottery? What happened?
No, actually, one girl mentioned it, and like I just put it to like effect, and you know, I was just like, all right, I'll call her and ask her, the other girl, and I was just like, all right, cool. Then she was into that stuff.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, what are you doing? Yeah? You're watching TV? Right. Desperate Housewives? Right. Okay, cool. Well, okay.
I like Gabe's enthusiasm, too. It's like, if she's into that stuff, I'll give her a call.
So, hey, why don't you come over and do a threesome? Well, how does that come up?
Yeah, but your friends would have chewed through the wall to get as he participated in this. It would have been just, she's into the other guy, so check it out.
Believe me, I would be spray painting the news on every wall I could get a hold of until I ran out of spray paint.
Hold on. We got to take a little break here. We're going to get back to your problem, Gabe. Your threesome.
Yeah, your problem.
Your threesome trouble. In the meantime, I want to
remind you. I want such problems.
Friday is when Rob Schneider's movie opens, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. Eddie Griffin, who we had last night, was in here talking about it. It seems like a great movie. The studios are sure behind it.
And
I am asked people also please to tune into my show tonight, Discovery Health Channel.
Yes, Discovery Health Channel.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with your problem.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider in for Adam Carolla.
I mean, share the love.
Doing
love,
a fine
love.
Job tonight.
Thank you. And plugging my movie.
Go ahead.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
I've been plugging it for you. You go ahead and plug it.
August 12th. It's a fun movie. You guys like the first Deuce Bigelow, and you'll dig this one, I think.
I want to see this. It's
certainly fun.
Being promoted widely.
In Vegas, you know.
I want to see your Vegas show. Are we releasing in Vegas?
Vegas, this Saturday, the premiere. You want to come?
Dude. I would love to come. All right, we got to talk about that off the air.
Okay, we'll do it. But right. No, we were talking to a guy who supposedly had a threesome and doesn't seem extremely excited about it like I would be.
Gabe?
Yeah.
So the first thing that strikes us is your lack of enthusiasm for this whole threesome.
Which makes us want to use the word bogus.
Oh,
as Adam
would say, bogus. Not at all. The whole reason I was wasn't really enthusiastic about it is because I had trouble like getting aroused the second time.
Like I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're more attracted to men.
No.
No, a little bit.
No, none of that.
Think about men sometimes. No. Late at night. Right now.
No.
Okay. Upshire is pretty attractive that way. You know, he's pretty.
Think about it.
I'm just saying.
No. That's out of like the line.
Not a lot of hair on my chest. Slightly attracted to me.
No.
So you're having problem getting excited with the girls? You're saying?
You finished with the first one, and then it came time for the second one.
Yeah, and like they were like really getting into it, and I was just like watching them, and like I couldn't like.
So you couldn't perform at all?
Yeah, I did. Like after it took like a really long time, to, like more than usual. Like and like that's what I was gonna ask you about. Like why? Like would it take that long just to like?
Well, it might have been sort of overwhelming and anxiety provoking. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, have you been with a lot of women?
No.
Couple of guys.
No, never.
So have you been with a couple of women? You're not that experienced. You can be honest. No, we're not. We don't know where you live. We're not going to tell people.
Thousand Oaks. No.
13877 Ventura Boulevard. Okay, so you haven't been that experienced, right?
Yeah, not.
Okay, well then that kind of makes sense. Then you got two girls
there. Too much too soon.
This sounds like a bogus call, but it sounds like, you know, you got two girls there and maybe, you know, they're getting into each other and then, you know, it's tough to compete there, you know. I always think if there isn't a threesome going on, I'm always worried I'm going to go, "Hey, what about me? I'm over here. Hello. Come on, hey. Hey, you guys.
You might lose your penis.
That's true.
A topic we discussed earlier this evening.
Losing your penis.
Rob's penis fell off. In a dream.
It was horrible.
And that made him feel lost. And that's interesting.
Running around the house.
And those are the kinds of feelings men can get in these overwhelming circumstances. They feel sort of exposed and like something's going to get taken away from them. And it's hard to perform in those situations.
Tough.
It really is. And so
also,
19 with two girls that are into it and really getting going, it freaks guys out a little bit.
I wouldn't freak me out. I would have been like, those women would have, you know, they got what they got coming to them. You heard me.
Bottoming out.
They would have. You hit rock bottom. Good Lord, I couldn't take it all. You were tearing me in half. Everywhere.
Jessica's 27.
Jessica is?
Hey, guys.
Yes. Hey, what's
up? Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Jessica. Hi.
Are you in Phoenix?
No, I'm in Tucson, actually.
Tucson. I was out in Phoenix 2 weeks ago. It was 115.
Yeah, that's nice. Pleasant. Makes you want to go jogging.
Then at night, they have these thunderstorms come through every night.
Wow.
It's so windy, the rain goes sideways.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
It's crazy.
Let me move there. So what are you doing out there, indoors?
I actually just had surgery last week.
Okay.
So
what kind of surgery?
I had a hysterectomy.
How come? You're 27.
What?
Why?
I had a massive fibrous tumor.
Yeah.
It was about the size of a small grapefruit. It was about 8.5 by 10.
Why didn't they just take that out? To salvage the uterus.
What happened to second opinion?
Well, they did CT, ultrasound, and MRI, and they were able to really see in there. There was so much tumor and so much... in the wall, I couldn't really see. Once my doctor got inside, she said she found the tumor had grown through the tissue of the uterus, and she wasn't able to save it.
Oh, okay.
Well, it sounds like...
The ovaries remain, though, right?
Yes, I have my ovaries and I have my cervix.
Have you ever had kids?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever had any children?
No, I haven't.
So you're going to have to use surrogate if you want to do that, right?
Right, or adopter or something, yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with that?
Well, you know, I kind of have to be, so, yeah.
Well, you know what? You've made it through the surgery. How long was the surgery?
The surgery was only, like, 40 minutes. But it was on the 26th. So, you know, it's been about a week, you know.
Well, you sound remarkably okay for being a week.
Yeah, you're in a great attitude about it. What's your question?
Well, I was just sort of curious about a couple things, and I am going to see my doctor on the 5th, so I will ask her. But, you know, I was listening to the show and thought, hey, maybe I'll ask Drew. So,
okay, go ahead.
I was curious, you know...
what's going to happen to the eggs when I ovulate? Because there really isn't...
They just get absorbed.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
The body takes care of them.
Yeah,
of that
it takes
stuff.
Care of them.
Okay.
Just like
what else?
If
keep going. What else you got?
I know I still have my cervix, so
you must have a million questions.
What's that?
You know, some of the effects of the uterus being removed are not fully. I want to use the word like appreciated or understood, because a lot of women say that after they've had the uterus removed, they feel different. Something's different. They can't. And in the past, that's always been tossed off as psychological. But there may be some things the uterus is sort of producing that we don't know about.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like, you know, when they have. First of all, most hysterectomies is like in the top 2-3 operations that are have been unnecessary in the United States for the past 40 years. Yeah. I mean, that's on one of the top of the list. Yeah. I'm not saying so in your case, but as far as, you know, they just think...
Historically.
Your doctors just go in and, you know what, I don't know if you really need those things. We'll take this out. You know, we'll take that out. What does that look like? We'll take that too, you know? And your tonsils and, you know...
Yeah, that's right. And a little enthusiasm with that, I must admit. It shouldn't affect sex. It shouldn't affect anything, really, because you do have your ovaries, so all your sort of female hormonal function.
So the hormones will be okay.
All that should be fine. However, there may be certain factors that are sort of released by the uterus that we have not fully identified that may have subtle effects on you. And we got to take a break right now. This is a drop dead break we got to take. And so we're going to take a break after this. Thanks for that question, Jessica. And we'll be back with Rob Schneider. Wow, did that go fast? Did you like that, Anderson? You like Rob tonight? Yeah, you can tell you said
that
on the
air. I had a good time.
Rob did have a good time.
I had fun tonight. It was
We'd love to have you back. And
I'd love to be back.
Best for this film. I think it's going to do great.
Well, thanks. I had a good time with that. I hope people go out and enjoy that. It's rated R, and I hope people enjoy it.
Hard R.
You know, it was interesting tonight. That last woman kind of bent my heart a little bit, you know, because it's such a young girl to have that serious problem like that. You know, it just makes me realize if I was a woman, I would go to the gynecologist. If I had a vagina, I'd go to the gynecologist every day. Is everything all right down there? Can you check that, please? Every 6 hours, I would go, okay, can you check it? I know it's been an hour. I was here an hour ago. Can you just one more time have a look? Is everything all right? Check it again. All right. I'll be back in about 45 minutes. I don't know.
You're into that kind of thing. But anyway.
No, I'd be paranoid. Is everything all right? I don't know.
If
I can't see it.
Might lose it like your penis.
If I can't, I might lose it behind the couch. Is everything all right down there?
Well, Rob, thanks for coming in. We got to take an extended break. I have Discovery Health Channel. Those of you listening out on the West Coast, please tune into that. And those of you that are listening this tomorrow night on Thursday.
Who's here tomorrow?
Tomorrow we've got Pennywise. And,
Pennywise.
Fletch has had a nefarious relationship with us where the first time he came in, he vomited on everybody. And the second time he came in, he became psychotic and threatened to kill everybody.
You got to bring him back.
And insisted that he was going to take us all to Poo Poo City. So hopefully there'll be no Poo Poo City tomorrow night.
I'm going to skip that one, but I'm going to say hi to Helena out there.
In the meantime, this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla, who will be back tomorrow night.
He will?
Mahalo.
You can suck his toes all night long.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.